fierce and fearless. Here's Steve Gruber.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Just over a year ago, about 14 months ago, Bob Delaney appeared on this program. Spent 2 hours talking about PFCs, PFOAs, this family of chemicals used at Wurzburg Air Force Base, also used at basically every U.S. military installation around the globe over the last several decades because this aqueous, I call it aqueous firefighting foam, I think it's actually film-forming foam, but whatever, AFFF. Is a foaming compound that's used to put out fires, especially aviation fires, military fires, because it's very effective. The problem is it's loaded with these chemicals. And when these chemicals go into the ground, as they did at Wurzburg, they did a tremendous amount of practicing. And so this foam went into the ground, went into the lake there, and created this contamination. A lot of anecdotal stories about young women, for example, having complete hysterectomies at the age of 20, girls that grew up at Wurzburg, other issues of people there. The YMCA counselor that used to fish there all the time. Can you say it's directly causing it? No, but a man who's, you know, an outdoorsy guy, about 60, who has kidney cancer, which is not a particularly common kind of cancer. And so, Bob, you see all of these things, and you've been trying to sound the alarm. But the question is, how do you clean these things up? I mean, it's in so many products in so many places. Like you say, Gore-Tex and Teflon and Scotchgard. It's in aerospace and popcorn bags and in your floss and your pizza box. And it still is. It still is, even if it's not PFOA or PFC or whatever. It's some new variable on that, too, a new variation on that same chemical, slightly different, therefore legal. And you say there's 3,000. The legislatures of this country can never keep up with that. So we have to figure out, okay, how do we protect the people? Where do you start? Where do you clean these things up? Because, as you mentioned, they're nearly indestructible. They go through natural barriers like earth. They get into the water supply, as we've seen, like in Rockford here in Michigan, or in Camp Grayling, or in Oscoda. What do you do about it?
Well, one of the things is pretty obvious is, like with the firefighting foam, they're now working with fire departments so that they use the appropriate foam for the or firefighting solution for the proper fire. So if it's a fire with fuels and they got to get it out, then you're more likely to have a firefighting foam.
Sure.
That has it in it. And the trick is to get it up out of the ground immediately. Don't let it soak in. You know, once it's soaked in, then you have a big expensive problem.
Sure, you say that here, but I mean, as you know, these chemicals are used in China, in India, in Cambodia, Vietnam, South America, Central America. This isn't just a Michigan problem. You've identified it. You've put it out there in the forefront. You've made this the focus of the latter part of your career, which is extremely important to sound the alarm, if you will. Mm-hmm. But this is a worldwide problem.
Yes, you're right.
In third world countries, are they cleaning it up?
No.
I mean, are we even cleaning it up?
No.
I mean, you told me the first time we met here, it was too big and too expensive because it would cost hundreds of billions, maybe trillions of dollars to clean up, because the only effective way that I'm aware of to get rid of these chemicals is to incinerate them.
Right. A high temperature incineration.
And how is that practical in most applications?
It isn't. It's not practical. Now, so what we do is we trap it in carbon and then either incinerate the carbon at high temperatures or bury it. Yeah.
Which puts it potentially back in the ecosystem. Right. Potentially.
Yeah. Well, we're doing better.
What do we need to do? What do I need to do to protect myself as a consumer today? What do I need? Obviously, I'm not going to buy some Teflon pans today, and maybe the new Teflon's safe, but as a general rule, I'm going to use an iron frying pan. I'm going to have a water treatment system at my house, you know, the best I can buy. What can I do to protect myself? What do I do to protect my family? What do I do to protect my community?
Well, there are things that, like, and this is terribly expensive, but organic. Organic has less of these chemicals and other chemicals in it. So if you buy organic food, you'll have a much better chance of not getting this stuff in it. Carefully reading the labels. I hate the bad mouth, but like I look at the label and see where the fish is coming from. And I look to see if it's wild caught or farmed. you know,
sure,
a farmed fish from a certain country. I don't want to eat that. So that's one of the things we do. And we do bottled water, filtered water, and like the switching to the iron pans, but you really can't fully protect, yourself from these chemicals, because we don't even know what's out there. There's 3,000 of these in commerce, and we can sample for 24. And I know that there's chemicals out there we're not sampling for.
Let me use an example. We use Oscoda at Wordsmith Air Force Base, or in Rockford over here at Wolverine Worldwide, where you know that the wells have been contaminated for a number of years. Is there a way to be proactive to say to your doctor, I want to be screened for kidney cancer, or I want to be screened for these? Is it possible to screen any of these diseases, or is that being, you know, too optimistic?
Well, and that is one of the things, is more and more doctors are being trained in toxicology a bit. Richard de Grandchamp, for instance, teaches a class in toxicology for doctors, or he has in the past. And but your typical doctor doesn't know anything about toxicology and toxic chemicals, so they don't really think to even screen for it or anticipate. Maybe that's what the problem is when you've got a disease.
It's highly complex. We've learned that here. You might have a relationship, but until you have extensive studies, you're never going to know for sure. Now, right. The state of Michigan, the good news is that since you were here, the state of Michigan is being much more proactive. They've got water tests going on all the time now, correct?
Sure. Yeah, they've sampled every municipal and community well system across the state.
Every single one?
Yeah, I think there's six that still haven't, and it's voluntary, so they couldn't force everybody to have this sampling done.
But that's to be commended. That's commendable behavior.
Right.
I also understand that Governor Snyder has also worked toward getting labs here in Michigan, so we don't have to ship our samples out state. It can be tested here so we get faster turnaround times.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Right. Well, and also, you know, it's good to have Michigan business taking care of Michigan citizens.
Certainly. We want to know what the results are.
Right.
But when you look at it, whether it's, you look at all these military bases, the Department of Defense price tag, and at Wordsmith, for example, the response from the military was, our responsibility ends at the fence. That's not effective, and it's not even a good policy, is it?
Yeah. Hey, they know they have liability beyond the fence, and what they're doing is they have what they call a tiered approach, where they're only addressing contamination that's gotten into somebody's well above 70 parts per trillion.
Right.
So if they're not addressing the fish, for instance, trying to get the stuff out of the fish, and so people still eating the fish, still getting it that way, and so that's one of the reasons they're not doing very much up at Oscoda, is because the water's been provided to all these people.
And basically the chemicals have already gotten away. You know, the foam's on the top of the lake. The kids played in that. Who knows what the health outcomes are for those children. All right, when we come back here on the program, we've got a few more minutes here with Bob Delaney. We're going to talk about this worldwide crisis. What do we do to address it? What do we do to protect ourselves? What do we do to be educated and be proactive? Or are we just at the mercy of the government and big business? We'll ask Bob that after this break on The Steve Gruber Show.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns. When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.